too. Cindy, Kyle, Adam, Melissa, Dean, Drew, Jeffrey, and Nicholas, thank you to them. Barb Z, she's a dog groomer, I believe. Mike, what's your dog's name?
talking again?
Yeah.
Activate light cycle motors.
Back with
AC. We're going down to light cycle motors. Get me a new car.
Boy, I just had the best evacuation. So
good. Oh, here it is on tape.
Yep. What an evacuation. Really, it is fantastic. You know, you just get it right. But the TP here is quite rough. It's I couldn't get the one key doesn't work. I had to get the other key. And I noticed that the men's and women's rooms are separate. So we are bucking the trend here, which is to make all bathrooms in the world unisex. So what say you, K. Rob? Where stand you on this?
Michael Bennett has no sky metal.
I'm so in.
So you're so what?
I'm in. Yeah, like
on one. I see your depth. No, that would be being down. Are you down? Really, man. as hard as stuff on TV usually.
He's always apologizing.
No! Yeah. You know what?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, he was. He was sitting like in a sickly sentimental way, almost as bad as Red Skelton. I mean, he would go on and on sometimes about the endless need for brotherhood and all the races combined and great mulligatawny.
Oh, put the mic.
I mean, not that, but a lot. And I think maybe he had to, but I know that's what he did in his great hit album, Hello Dummy.
Which, of course, I played. Like Mondo World got away with showing, like tits and ass, you know. They said, oh, no, it's a historical study.
Exactly. It's going to be recontextualized. I played that over and over. That was great. That and Bill Cosby were big inspirations on records. Well, until college. And then it was, of course, Monty Python took over comedy records forever. Remember that first three? Maybe they were only three. Monty Python albums. Oh, my God. It was so funny. We are thinking of them nailing your head to a coffee table. Well, he did that. Right. He was a harsh man, but fair.
They were good.
That's when good stuff was good. Yep. This is a B-Wa. Isn't that called a B-Wa?
Yeah.
It's only maybe two strings or something, or one string.
No, it's like 16 strings.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go. I just got some great, Tuvan folk music from the library. So, of course, I wanted to download that. Maybe I go over them and listen to see if, because I try to be very surgical and brutal about taste and only picking the best stuff, not taking everything. But this thing, you have to take every cut because it's too long. So he leaves this with us. Now, is it possible for you to turn down his hat? Can't believe you just did that.
I know.
That's like
it's
so mean.
Saying that it is possible.
I don't think Doug would forgive you for that. I mean, he's the one that put that on there. He put a lot of work into downloading that metal, whatever thing. Yeah, Japanese metal. And, you know, you just shut it off like it was nothing.
I don't think I'm ever going to put him back on.
You don't know what that means to him.
This feels pretty good, you know. Like that. Doki Doki Morning.
Doki Doki Good Morning.
Baby Doku Morning. No. Yeah, Baby Doku Morning.
$5 GI? Wait, what was Baby Doku Morning? What does that mean? Admitting to or paying reparations for the Comfort Girls.
Too soon, man.
Thank you for, you know, highlighting my announcement with that dramatic music. Yes.
Need punch.
They are now admitted. They haven't admitted. They captured Korean girls and they were like sex slaves for the Japanese troops. And you know, wonder China hates them so much. But still, you can't have China just building the islands and you know, building up their military in a way which, you know, disturbs or annoys us. Right there in the China Sea, it's very, very hotly contested now. Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, they're all complaining. Taiwan, they're all complaining to the U.S. about the Chinese.
You know, something like that.
We went to kill you.
the Mongolian horde.
How much can a fist be shaken?
Well, that's more Japanese. They all want help.
Well,
that was our pivot.
Why? Don't get me wrong. You know, you look great about that web show.
I love pivoting. I'm pivoting right now.
Delicate.
It's just exciting. I will pivot to Asia if I knew what direction it was in.
Is this that Beat Me Up Party show?
Beat me up, Scotty.
I think you better than this. Space Command, how's my flight path?
Looking good from here,
that's
Space
Command. That's another thing. Starship 50. That's pretty soon. Yes, those were the days before all movies were Star Wars. Before life was just a Star Wars movie. Should be put out.
It's the perfect time to see Star Wars.
Yes, that's right. Get some last entertainment in. You know, W.C. Fields claimed he was thrown out at the age of 8. He lived in a gutter in the street in Philadelphia. But a lot of what he said was not true, actually. Because he bragged about it. He was
it's
here.
The phone, hello.
Okay, I just went through Facebook and I tediously scrubbed every mention of saying that you showed me the world of tomorrow and replaced it with Sherilyn Connelly.
Sherilyn Connelly, yes, exactly. He showed me, I showed you, that's how it works, yeah.
That's how it works, that's what I want the record to say. Sherilyn Connelly showed K-Rob, K-Rob showed the world.
Because Sherilyn was being denied credit that she deserved.
Sherilyn's always being denied credit.
I see.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing. It's kind of a thing.
I see.
Like gold member being
masochist.
It's never happened before, except it happened like all the time.
I see. Well.
Person does,
actually, because you don't want to show up in an empty room.
I don't know.
Kill Chainsawing television.
Yep. And, you know.
I helped her do that once.
Yep.
And her first video.
And she,
We saw the house together.
She?
And Biff shot it.
Really? Seriously? Biff shot, your friend Biff shot Wendy Williams?
Video, one of the first videos, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I can't even remember what she actually did, but it was wild and insane and fantastic and theatrical.
Remember, it was electrical tape on samples.
Yeah, at least that. But what I remember most is the video of her in the Cadillac driving off the dock. Driving at full speed off the end of the dock and soaring into through the air into the water.
I'll try it again.
That was the Plasmatics.
Oh, weird.
And YouTube, I saw YouTube.
This is only one channel, though, these.
Oh, this one is? This one is, I know, yeah.
But I didn't know what that one was.
This is Spy Jazz. What channel is this? Spy Jazz.
Discount my travel.
All right, all right. So the question is, who is the first person to find something on the internet?
To find something?
That's the question, people.
So that would be like 91?
People to be in the universe.
Yeah, and who had the guts to download it?
Who's the first person to find something on the internet?
You mean search engine by any means. Who created the first search engine? That's what we need to know, right? This French guys, right? Wasn't that a French?
French.
I thought they... Because several countries had a part.
There's one thing I can't stand. It's the frigate French.
It's the frigate French thing. Come over and shave their ass every 20 years from the freaking Frenchers. I'm tripping again. Oh, I hear voices. Oh man, I'm tripping.
Just
beatboxing.
Selling and buying.
Yep. It goes on, man.
You want to try it?
See, I did once. Oddly enough, I got so flipped out on a different drug that I was crazy enough to go try it. And it wasn't all that great. It really was no big whoop. It was really quite minor and stupid. Yeah, it's very, very slight high. It lasted a very short time, and you were down again, and who gives a shit? I mean, wow, I thought, I was disappointed. I thought, whoa. I thought crack was really cool then. But I don't even try crystal meth. I won't even begin, because we know that's bad. From the,
once the crystal meth musical comes out, you'll
then I'll do it. Yeah, no. Once South
Park. Hey, there's a whole song.
Exactly.
Here now.
The South Park boys will do a Broadway show based on it. And, it'll go, yeah. Crystal meth, they'll be like,
everyone has meth, da, 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 da.
And they'll be the crystal meth, smugglers will be portrayed as heroic, superheroes and some movie stars.
I got this.
Oh, yeah.
This
I can't wait to see what those guys come up with next. I still haven't been able to see, you know, the Mormon, the Book of Mormon. You know that,
great.
Doug? Are you listening, Doug? I've never seen the Book of Mormon. Isn't that a shame? My favorite, the greatest television program of all time. The funniest. South Park. What show has ever been better and funnier than South Park?
How about Mr. Show with Bob and
I haven't seen that.
Well, there's definitely not
Mr.
a lot
Show,
of
no.
Mr. Show with Bob and David was a nice little spurt in the middle of the 90s, and then they did another little thing on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
Like last year.
Well, hard to beat South Park for how much they pack in every week. But I
yeah, their last season was great. It was like one long episode. Season.
It's epic, yeah.
16 or whatever.
That's how they made the. So, how you must have seen, I'm sure, like everyone, Book of Mormon. How was it?
I haven't seen it. It's a stage.
It was thumbs up.
Ten out of a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, yeah, it was a 9.
Okay. Wow. So, there was some flaw, slight flaw.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a musical.
Right, okay. Right. You wouldn't get a boner. Okay. We got a boner that's a 10. Okay, well, did you see the box?
I just went there because I wanted to get sex that night. I wanted to get a blowjob.
That's the only reason I would go to a blowjob. Wait, so you saw the live show?
Yeah.
Wow, and you paid the full price?
No, I saw the San Francisco version of it. I didn't see the Josh Gad Broadway version.
Oh, whatever. That's okay. So you saw what matters for official out here. How much was it? Come on, tell it to me.
For like all four of them.
Oh, holy smokes.
Yeah.
But it was 25 like, bucks each.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
There was like fees and tax.
Jesus!
You're buying it on the internet, and that's like a whole thing.
That's not how we do it.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean, we got a nice, like,
I hope so.
We were like right on the front row balcony seat.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Hi, my name is.
I mean, that's where you would go even if you could pick any seat you wanted in the house.
Well, I have to see it. So, it was the movie up to snuff with the show?
Hello, would you
wait, they did the movie, right?
I have a free book written by Jesus.
It's a movie.
No, there is no movie. Maybe not.
Yeah,
there must be. But, okay, maybe they want to keep the show going.
I think it'll be, I mean, did they make a Cats movie?
Yeah. They always, always make a movie, yeah. But they're all usually don't capture anything. Well, remember, Spider-Man was a Broadway show.
Yeah.
It became a huge, huge movie. Except in that case, I think the movie came first. And then they, I mean, the Broadway show is almost like the merch of the movie.
Right, right.
Hugely successful. I mean, it's like a $20 million show or more.
Like, we need someone
million.
To kind of look like Kirsten Dunst for this one.
Yeah. All Hollywood, Broadway totally has been dominated by movies, like, for the 20 years now. I mean, they're huge hit movie, and the other is the Broadway show, which has songs. Isn't there two separate things there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's no songs in the super big Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, but you're going to put it on stage and get songs.
Yeah, right. You know. But they haven't yet made
but I think
song
the
musical.
The Raimi Spider-Mans came out first.
Right.
And I think there was a couple of those in the works, and then they came out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the reverse of how it used to be. It used to be show started on Broadway and then made it to Hollywood.
Yeah.
But now, it's centralized.
It was another, from the mind of ..
Like my good friend Barney Jones, a brilliant composer and artist who basically now slaves for the mouse. He works for Pixar, which is, they do only art for children, basic kind of. I mean, they're animations, but they're basically children's movies to some degree. They never, ever do adult movies at Pixar. I mean, literally. I mean, what happened? What's wrong with animation for adults?
Well, the thing is that this stuff is actually for adults.
Yeah.
But we have kids.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's like the kids want to have more adult stuff, but like the adults who have kids need to be more retrograde in their thinking, so they.
I don't know.
Like this perfect sequence of notes to just keep people's animalistic behavior just
try to calm them down. I see what you mean. Well, no, because, of course, in that era, having that slowness was interpreted as sexy and sensual. So, no, that would excite people. And might do so today.
Being on hold is like having sex.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they do play that. And they don't anymore, though. Girl from Ipanema on,
there's Pandora and all that.
Hold, I suppose that's what it is. Like when you call PG&E or your telephone company, whatever they play. Of course, it's everybody now. They all use the same jazz rock funk.
Take the sound of Starbucks with you.
Oh no! So what is that? Songs about coffee?
No, it's just like the house music that's like comfortable and placid.
Oh,
and na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Music like so that you'll be able to work better and more efficiently. Yeah, I think so. With your coffee.
Yeah.
High for coffee on the break.
Yeah, they're
where you had to pay $4 for your coffee latte.
Yeah, they're securing their brand image.
Yeah.
Like having it be part of your walk-a-day, work-a-day.
And then they sell you the music that will hopefully calm you down from all your caffeine that you bought from them. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, they provide the disease, and then they say, well, here's the cure. I mean,
exactly.
We're giving it to you right now.
Classic American salesmanship. Now this is music. Now you're playing music for one.
Barry Champlain.
What was that? Oh, it's a punk rock song.
Shows you, and then you think about it, that's so weird, but that was 23 years.
years ago that song came out. That's amazing, because you think of it, well, if it had been in a movie of the 90s, and it probably was, it would be like forward-looking, you know, hip, futuristic thing.
Yeah, like
now looking back,
it's like the Crow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Crow, man.
Or Batman Returns. What is it called? The Dark Knight.
I
still haven't seen
it. Silly. I think the second one is probably
And it was interpreted as "Turn me on, dead man." Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. You know, just I checked it out. It didn't. You know, he wasn't dead. I don't believe in that rumor to this day.
Then why are there so many clues?
There's so much evidence, and so many people have said so much. There's so many theories.
Where's the proof?
Even John Lennon said, those freaks were right when they said you was dead. That was cold, man. Damn.
The walrus was George.
Take one. They will be all over.
second to last song was kind of like a rocker. But Greg Rowley was the singer on that song.
Oh, is that song?
I think. But I can't think of it. I can't even think of it there right now. But it's like it had a lot of organ in it. It's like an organ guy.
Yeah.
That's okay. You weren't even born then.
Say, this is the first time I've really felt microphonically satisfied by this microphone, gratified really at the amount of the bass, the response, the reverb. It just seems just right. And it shows you that there are differences between microphones.
Show the little dog in his chair and the
TV comes on, the dog looks over the TV. There it is. Yeah, that's still on. And they have techy tracks, kind of cheesy, like disco parties, and they play like new wave hits. The fat older people kind of make fools of themselves in bad costumes. Everyone has fun. And they, you know, they have other things like the, well, they have Creepy Coffee Movie Time, which shows a horror movie every Saturday night, interrupted by a number of different things, weird things. It's actually, I kind of enjoy it, I have to say. It's a local, it's very punk. All the girls work for, you know, what's the hooker run, not the hooker run, the exotic dancer run, thank you, Lusty Lady is a big sponsor of the show, and they send Lusty Lady stripper girls in to hang out, and they actually, you know, they dance, they have a rock band, and they dance, and the two comedians talk about the movie and how bad it is. Because it's some old black and white movie from the 40s or 50s. And it, you know, to some extent, it's quite amusing. I find it amusing. But then I would, because any horror movie interests me. And you can't get enough, and they always show new ones that I haven't seen.
Showdowns.